Welcome to our cognitive reflection on intellectual property. Can you please adopt a comfortable seated position with your back relatively straight but not rigid? Your eyes looking down, your hands in your lap. And let's begin with three deep breaths through the nose. In and out through the nose, feeling the cool air enter our nostrils and the warm air exit those nostrils. Breathe right down through the nose into the tummy. Be aware of the sounds around you, but also be aware that we're going within to think about this material. Remember, this is not a mental health meditation, it's a cognitive reflection. If anything we say raises any concerns for you, please speak to a counsellor, seek professional advice. This is just meant to help you think more deeply around the media law topic that we're examining. And this week, it's intellectual property. We all have ideas. Those ideas are something that come from our own mental space. But they're normally building upon the knowledge and ideas of others. That said, if there's a particular idea about something we've had, we get that funny feeling in our tummy if somebody else suggests that that idea was theirs and not ours. In the law of intellectual property, we don't treat ideas as exactly the same as property. However, it does have some similarities in that there are protections for your creative ideas and outputs. We all know as university students that there's a strong ethical stance against appropriating the ideas of others and not giving them full credit or pretending that they are our own. That idea of plagiarism or the appropriation of other people's ideas is the ethical or the self-regulatory area of intellectual property. But when we start to get into the law of intellectual property, there are some laws that do protect ideas and others that protect more the way those ideas are expressed. And copyright is the big one we need to know about, and that doesn't protect the ideas themselves. It protects the what we call the form of expression, the way we have creatively portrayed those ideas. So technically, under copyright law, we are actually able to appropriate the ideas of others as long as we don't use their form of expression. But it's always better not to have that yucky feeling, not to feel that you have morally or ethically contravened an accepted norm in society. So it's better also to keep on the right side, on the ethical front, and of course not to plagiarise. All of us have developed works that we're proud of in some way, whether that's a particular essay we've written for university, a work of art that we've photographed or drawn or painted, a piece of music, a tune that we've developed. And all of these things are protected by copyright from the moment we create them under Australian law. Well, I hope that's helped you pause to think a little bit more about copyright and to apply it to your own life. It only scratches the surface, really, but nevertheless, I hope it underpins your media law knowledge in the area. So we'll end our cognitive reflection now by gently focusing on that breath again for two or three deep breaths in and out. Starting to wriggle our fingers and toes. And when you're ready, feel free to open your eyes and be kind to yourself. Gently emerge from the cognitive reflection. And have a lovely day or evening. Bye for now.